Welcome into Spiritual Mixtape. Today's episode is about getting out the house, and I'm literally recording this from my front doorstep. I tried to record it while walking with Mo, and honestly, these hills are just too steep around my house. I was fully puffed out, so I thought I would just sit on my doorstep with you and talk about getting out the house, the pitfalls, why sometimes it's hard, why sometimes it's also necessary, and why sometimes you should do it even if it feels like a drain. I'm actually going to start there because I read this meme today, because this is how we all communicate, and it was about, it said, you haven't seen me in ages. God, I should actually find it and just read it to you, because I just thought it was a little bit like not true. Sorry I disappeared. I was too busy aligning with people who don't drain my soul. Now, isn't that super interesting? Because I don't feel like that about why I disappeared. This is a really complex thing, me leaving the house. And the reason why it's on my mind is somebody asked about it in this month's morning meditations. And then the following day, another community member said, I would love you to do a podcast episode about leaving the house. Because I was like, I've got some tips for that. Now, let me explain why it's complex for me and why that meme was like, oh, I don't really agree with it. When I disappeared, I had a very, very, very busy social life until about 2018, when I was diagnosed with the PTSD. And my dad was really, really ill. I only had energy at that stage to get better, to do my job, and to see my dad. And I disappeared from a whole bunch of friends. And if we then rewind another 13 years before that, I disappeared in my early 20s as well because of another bit of trauma I had in my life. Now, I didn't disappear from those people because they were draining my soul. I disappeared because I was going through something really hard and I didn't have the full emotional capacity to deal with it. And I definitely didn't have the energy to take care of myself financially and maintain friendships. And I just read that and I was like, that's not how I feel. I feel super, super lucky that I actually haven't had a ton of energy vampires in my life. I feel really sad that there are some great people that I've not managed to stay in touch with. And I will be honest with you, mixtape listeners out there, I feel kind of scared to approach them. They're great people, and if I told them that this is how I feel, like, they're so lovely, of course that they would forgive me and welcome me back with open arms. But I think that I just feel so conflicted in myself about it that it would be a bigger issue for me than it would be for them. So that was one thing that I was feeling about getting out the house. But recently, like in this last year, I've been like, hey, Daisy, you do not have PTSD anymore. You do not have a dysregulated nervous system. You do not need to stay in the house to keep yourself safe. And it is really hard because actually running a business is so demanding that I don't always have a ton of energy left to go and do the fun stuff. But lately, I've been like, I need to make more time for these people. And I really, really need to make people feel as special as they are to me. And honestly, I'll be completely truthful with you, I've been scheduling it. And I can't tell you how much I find that quite grating, as every part of me doesn't like to schedule fun. But I know that I've had to be somewhat disciplined with it in order for how much I care to be received and for it to land into the places that it needs to land into. So that's my first tip on getting out of the house, is to schedule it, to really understand and be discerning of how much energy it's going to take and what you may have to lose elsewhere. Like, okay, if you're going to do that dinner there, then you're not going to be able to work through the weekend. And what does that mean to you? How does that impact the rest of your week? And I do have to think in black and white terms like that, because my battery levels do fill up now. They didn't used to. And I definitely have to take enough supplements. I have to be, I really have to sleep well. And I have tips and tricks for that as well, if you ever need them. I have to really, really, really take care of my nervous system as well. Like, I cannot have a dysregulated nervous system. I can't tell you how much 5 years ago, things that don't make me, I wouldn't bat an eyelid about them now, but they used to terrify me. I throw me completely off, because that's what PTSD does, but honestly it's what burnout does too. And you know, these things aren't a problem for me right now, but I do have to manage my energy, because it isn't like it was in my early 30s. It's really a part of myself that I have to care for and acknowledge. And that takes, oh my God, scheduling. And even now, I was listening to my friend's podcast, shout out to Jess at Early Adopter, where she was talking about being like making workflows on the weekend. She's quite techie and she can code. So she does these things because she finds them meditative. And she's like, I can't believe I admitted that openly on the podcast. And I actually can't believe I have to schedule my energy. It's a fully, like, that is, for me, that doesn't feel cool. And I can't believe I've even said that. I mean, you guys know me. I don't care if things are cool or not, but there's something about scheduling my time which just feels like the not cool version of nerdy. I'm all for a nerd, but this just is like, oh God, really? But whatever, we won't dig into my psychology here. I do also want to share this story about not going out. I had also a big realization in the last year that I chose to be in certain situations because I would end up staying in. So I would be planning to go out, but I would pick a friend that I knew would be flaky, and then they wouldn't turn up or they would cancel last minute, and you'd end up being on your own. And until recently, I didn't quite understand how much of that whole scenario I was the problem. Obviously, the other person being flaky is kind of a big issue too, but I was the problem. I knew that these people would flake on me, yet I still made plans with them and really counted on seeing them. And that I've changed. In the last 2 months, I only book in stuff where I know the person's going to show up, they're reliable, and if they don't turn up, there's going to be an amazing reason why. And to be honest, I actually don't think anyone's cancelled. And it also keeps me accountable, by the way. I won't cancel. I will show up to things. And I really enjoy them when I get there. But going back to that first meme, when I do get to these things with aligned people, let's say, in certain situations, hi Momi, I don't always feel good. I don't always feel like the best I can feel, especially in a group dynamic with people I don't know. It doesn't mean that I don't have a good time, and it doesn't mean that things don't turn around for me. But I also have to be really, really aware that going for a one-on-one dinner with a really good friend or with a new friend will probably fill me up with energy. Definitely seeing a good friend will fill me up. Seeing a new friend, maybe I'll be a bit more tired, but it will fill me up. I do really, really well on one-on-one engagement. I don't do as well in group, which is kind of hilarious because my favorite thing in my business is teaching group. But in my personal life, that's Momo. She's kind of bored of, we've been sitting out here for a long time trying to record this episode, haven't we, Momo? Give a round of applause to little Mo for helping be such a good sponsor for today's episode. Let me finish these thoughts, my darling. So all of that to say, group situations, even with people who are totally aligned with me, don't always give me more energy than they take. I will always leave that situation more tired than when I went in. Having said that, I know for my growth and for who I want to be and for who I am, I do need to be in those situations. So again, I schedule things, I track my energy, I ensure that I will have more energy going in than I usually would, and I do my best to be kind and understanding. Group situations with strangers is always like a bit weird, isn't it? And you just got to say a bit of an energetic prayer that you get partnered up with the right person and it becomes a good thing. I don't know how long I've been talking about getting out of the house. So those are two of my tips. Plan your energy, schedule your time, understand what really does give you more than takes from you. So perhaps you're somebody that just does really, like, there is an extrovert in you and you just are so good at a party, in which case, organize some dinner parties. And all of that to say, right, like, this isn't a deep, like, I'm not trying to meet you right now where I was 5 years ago, where all I needed was someone to give me permission to rest and permission to be okay and know that these friends who are meant to be there will be there for you when you're ready to come back. Like, that's a different podcast episode. This is more about, like, hey, I've got into a bit of a funk and I need to just get out of the house. Schedule the time, find good places to go, have coffee dates with yourself. I do that a lot. I do it less now because work is a little more demanding, and I'm trying to, when I'm getting out the house, I'm trying to see people more. Like, that's my goal, to see more people, which means that dates for myself have become less, not less important at all, but I have to share the time that I would have usually given to, like, nurturing Daisy to nurturing friends with Daisy. So that's definitely a thing. And I want to also just say that this Mercury retrograde, the Saturn retrograde, Neptune retrograde, and at the end of the month, Chiron as well, like, there's a lot of things going in reverse and just needing time by yourself. While I love time in at home, you know, a bath, we all know I love watching Love Island and doing all of those things alone at home, ensure that you are really getting outside, that you're getting that sun on your skin, that you're getting the air on your skin, and that you're really getting out of the place that is fully safe for you. You have to flex your nervous system a little, otherwise it atrophies. Do you know what an atrophy means? When you don't use the muscle. You've got to use your nervous system in ways that aren't too taxing, won't feel like a demand. That's really important. I think that's one of the biggest things that I've learned. I found when I fall back on things, or when I feel like I'm wobbling on sticking to getting out the house, it's because it suddenly felt like a demand. And what a demand is to me is it's a way in which my nervous system is moving into the stress response. So moving into fight or flight. So you're literally flying like out of the commitment. And then I'm like, okay, obviously I'm going to tell you here to do some breath work. I think you should be doing it every day. But if you're not, you're not. So on all of that to say, get out the house. It's going to really help you. I'm always here. I don't know, 132 episodes now. Pick one of them. There's walking meditations and just, yeah, move your body, but also just, like, just get out there. And I really do say this from a place of love and being wobbly myself. My days of being fabulous and being in bars and being out there and, you know, being backstage at festivals, it's not that it's behind me, but who I was in those situations was very dialed into my ego. Who I am now is very, you're seeing a very truthful and honest version of Daisy. And that version of me needs nature, needs understanding, needs slowness, needs grace, needs compassion. And that's why that version of me, you know, you're not going to find me down at Chateau Marmont on a Friday night, although I do love brunch there. You're going to find me in places that help me keep my nervous system regulated. And actually, sometimes that is like, I had the most lovely day party with some friends at the Proper Hotel a few weeks ago. It was so nice. I'll be completely honest with you, I actually had a drink, which is very, very, very rare for me. And how nice to have a drink with friends, to be honest. So whatever stage that you're at, like whether you are struggling to get out of the house because of, you know, a ton of emotional stuff, you've got things going on in your job or your relationship, or whether you're just like, I'm just really busy and it's difficult to prioritize myself and getting myself out. Like there usually has to be a productive reason why I'll do it. Whatever point of the journey that you're on, my advice is to just get out there, to figure out what it is that you want to achieve when you're out there, which can be just getting into nature. I've obviously shared that mine is to go and have to have some FaceTime with other people because I work from home and I don't get enough of that. So that's mine. So whatever your intention is, decide on it, plan for it, schedule it, and get out. This isn't exactly the episode that I wanted to make, to be honest with you. I found it tough to record today. I've got tons of other things going on. And I also initially wanted this episode to be way more structured and for it to really come across as, you know, this is A, do A, B, and C to get out of the house. But every time I tried to record it, it just didn't want to flow in a structured way. So I hope that you've enjoyed sitting on my doorstep or sitting on my stoop with Moana and I, just talking about these things that are clearly on our mind because it came through two community members and it does feel really resonant for me on lots of levels, which I think you can tell as it jumped around a bit. But hope you enjoyed today's slightly unstructured episode. Oh, if you want to book in for the certification, you still have one more day, go do it. And really, I love you guys. I hope that you have found value in this. And if you did, please leave a review. I will see you next week for this very special episode with my good friend, Tracy. I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's going to be really fun. And between now and then, get out the house, breathe in that good air. Feel appreciation and gratitude for the moment that we're at. I definitely feel appreciation and gratitude for you. Thanks so much. Bye.